But where do you see the next evolution in that business model?
In the data model?
Yeah, the free/data model.
So we're heading towards a time where you're going to be able to know anything you want, anytime you want, anywhere you want. And it's one of the biggest ideas that no one's talking about, and I want everybody to hear this, right? So if I ask you, what's the street right out here?
78th.
Okay, if I asked you how many red cars came down 78th Street, you say, I don't know, but it's knowable. So we're heading towards a point where we have this massive sensor layer, a trillion sensors by the end of this year, 100 trillion sensors by the end of 2030. So what does that mean? Forward-looking cameras from augmented reality, a single autonomous car going down the street is generating 750 megabytes of data from its LiDAR, its cameras, its radar, and so forth, drones flying over, thousands of satellites in space, all of this, and I can ask my AI to tap into that sensory layer and tell me, how many red cars? I can also start to say, I'm in fashion design. What's the average spectral color of a man's blouse on Madison Avenue today? Has it changed? Can you correlate it with an ad campaign from any time in the last month? You can start to have access, you can start to ask questions never answerable before.
And so, like in that last question, what use is that? Like, how would I use that? Or what's the business that if would I, ask
if
these
I'm,
questions?
If I'm a manufacturer and want to know what the trends are, I can get...
Yeah, for anybody on the cutting edge of fast fashion, which
or,
is, right?
Or any trends, right?
Or any trends. You can know right now, and then you can start to ask questions like, does it correlate with the weather or the temperature? You can start to find correlations that were never knowable before. Before, what you had to do was you hired experts, you know, who had an opinion, and it wasn't data-driven. They might do some surveys and so forth, but now the data is fundamentally there, and you can start to do machine learning correlations and say, oh, this is how the human brain reacts. In fact, this is how 18-year-old teenage girls and, you know, and 87-year-old, you know, octogenarian guys react to this.
And particularly if manufacturing, if that speeds up with like 3D printing, for instance, you could change the entire fashion line you're delivering overnight once you realize the trend on Madison Avenue is changing.
Well, it's better than that. It becomes customized to the individual's desire. In other words,
so I can subscribe to a box that's drone delivered to me or that contains my perfect fashion.
I go into a VR store and everything in that store is exactly my size. Everything in that store, I have an AI agent that says, hey, Peter, where you go? What do you need? I'm going to a formal event tomorrow. And it says, you want to see formal wear? Sure. And there's a VR fashion show on the catwalk of avatars of me walking past me wearing different outfits. And I say, I like that one. And I'm wearing it. I'm looking in the mirror in my virtual self, and I say, that looks good. I wonder what it looks like with my shoes in my closet. I've got a digital twin from everything in my closet, and I'm wearing those shoes. Say, that's it. I want it. It is manufactured immediately to my exact body shape and size to the millimeter. That file is known, and then shipped to me later that day.
You know, I can imagine some form of deep learning happening as well. So let's just say all of these sensors are connected to some larger cloud of computers. And so all this is all of everybody's choices in this room are being sent up to some cloud. And then at the end of your evening in the formal event, it also will know if you're happy or sad. And so it'll kind of like, oh, if someone with Peter's dimensions and background and outlook on life picked out these clothes and later on is happier, then the next person who walks in with sort of your characteristics, it'll kind of learn, hey, we can recommend this for you.
Yes, and it gets better than that.
Yeah.
There is a concept.
It's always going to get better than that.
There's a concept called intentionality. And so the future augmented reality glasses we're wearing, stylish glasses like yours, will have cameras.
Mine's not stylish.
We'll have cameras looking back at our pupils. And it will know, our AI, our personal version of Jarvis, will know where we're looking at all times. And if it sees me linger on your sweater, it'll note that. And if I'm having a conversation with Steven here and I say, Steven, that's a beautiful, you know, I love the thin black tie you're wearing, it'll remember that. So my desires and intentions are building a file, a shape file, that eventually you say, listen, I need something to wear tomorrow, get it for me. And your AI will have a pretty good idea of what to buy for you.
But not only for all other people like you, if somebody like you spends a lot of time looking at thin black ties, the drone, your drone box that week or that day sure. might drop off a thin back line. Mm-hmm. You might say, I never realized I wanted this, but this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because everyone like you, it learns in the cloud. Likes
surprise
thin
and delight.
Back ties.
Yeah.